Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H Program Manager, Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Good morning to everyone out there that's listening. I'm going to read State Fair results today. The State Fair in Hutchinson, Kansas is going on. It's going on for the rest of this week, and it will be going on this weekend. So if you're looking for a fun family outing, little vacation day vacay, head on out to Hutch. They have some really fun, great things out there, and I always love the State Fair. I have very fond memories of it and would encourage any family to go out there to participate in that event. So I'm just going to read a list. I hope the kids appreciate hearing their name on the radio if they received a purple. Here are the kids from Frontier Extension District that received purples. Tanis Normile with her clothing from Rowdy Wranglers. Ross Shepherd with his energy management. Princeton Goalbusters. Ella Stinson with her food from Princeton. Charlie Metter with his food from Town and Country. Wiley Metter, food, Town and Country. Timothy Pierce with his forestry notebook from Bird Go Getters. Tanis Normile with her geology box from Rowdy Wranglers. Kyler Mattel from Princeton Goalbusters with his photography. Garrett Brooks with his photography from Appanoose Trailblazers. Tanis Normile with her demonstration from Rowdy Wranglers. And Mara Drering with her poultry received two purples out there with her birds. Those are all kids from Franklin County. Here are the Osage kids that received purples. Solomon Schultz with his photography from Clover Wranglers. Kieran Schultz with her photography from Clover Wranglers. Solomon Schultz with his photography from Clover Wranglers. Kevin Whitmere with his entomology box from Willing Workers. Allie Neisler with her quilt from Linden Leaders. Isaac Schultz with his visual arts from Clover Wranglers. Linnea Nelson with her wildlife from North Osage. Kevin Whitmere with his horticulture from Willing Workers. Ryan McNellis with her horticulture with Clover Wranglers. Ryan received two purples in her horticulture. Linnea Nelson received a purple with her dog show. And Grady Fredrickson received two purples with his poultry out at the State Fair. Those are our Osage kids. And last, as our Anderson County kids, Jaden Parks with her photography from Seekers Not Slackers is a purple. Blaine King with his photography got a purple, Seekers Not Slackers. Haley Gillespie with her photography, Seekers Not Slackers. Colin Correll with his geology box from Lucky 13. Owen Thompson with his geology box, Seekers Not Slackers. Herschel Corley with his geology box from Lucky 13. Rowan Cally with his geology box from Dynamite. Rowan got two purples actually in his geology, one with his fossils and one with his rocks. Emma Good with her poultry received three purples with different birds out there at the State Fair. Shelby O'Connor with her poultry received one with her poultry and one with her duck. So the kids had a really great fair. We had over probably close to 100 entries from Frontier District alone head out to the State Fair last week. This does not include livestock. The shows were this weekend. We don't quite have all the results posted, but I know the Frontier kids did really well. Being on Facebook, I love social media and our ability to see things instantly that way, to know how the kids did. So look forward for those results maybe next week. This weekend, we have poultry judging. We still don't have results from our photography judging that went on this last weekend. So more results to come, and congratulations to all the competitors out there, and well done. Just to finish up, I wanted to remind everybody that record books are due on the 22nd, so that's next week. So I hope you're working on those, and if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to the office and ask those questions.
All right. Thank you, Jessica. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.